from the 6th sub-floor basement of the Guys Games and Beer Tower.
Are you sure?
You can't do anything right. Thank you again, Larry. It's a Guys Games and Beer show.
Yay!
All right, we're going to start this with some new excitement, some new energy, some maybe talking into the right damn mic.
It helps.
It does. And maybe me having the right one hooked up. That should have been done before. I knew that that one comes loose.
So. All right.
Oh.
So, well, wait.
Ba-da-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum. Ba-da-bum-bum-bum-bum. Ba-da-da.
Way better. Okay. Hey, real quick. Tell us about the beer.
So, a week ago, we were up in the Dells and realized we were on the north side of the Dells, which is only... like 18 minutes from Mauston, where we were just a few weeks ago had beer from Gravity Box Brewing, a nice Irish suntan.
Love that.
Irish red, and it was a great beer. And I brought back a couple of beers. I brought a 4-pack of that back, of course, and then a couple others. So one of the beers that just recently was tapped on the 13th of June.
No other part of the state that becomes the southern part of the country.
The 13th of June is like a week ago, people.
Yeah, and then this can was... you know, filled the day after. This is the lemon blue berification fruited sour. Oh, yep, which we're always a little bit, we don't really do a lot of fruit beers.
Sours.
Yeah. Or sours.
But
or
I sour. Figured it was summertime and maybe we could see what Stand this it? One will do.
You know? That is well, a really...
Tyler's been kind of staring at it like with...
That's
with,
a really hazy beer
yeah.
now.
So this is
concerned.
So here's our
official description.
A scrumptiliumptious lemon and blueberry crumble flavored sour, made with just a smidge of forbidden gum. So there's only a small chance for an eccentric top hatted fife player? F-I-F-E.
Yeah,
fife player. Summoning the Oompa Loompas. Don't worry, it's not violet and shouldn't turn you violet. Now on tap and cans and garlics. Get it while it's back. So it's pretty much just around for the summertime.
The blueberry.
Yeah, all right. Ready?
So here's the thing. So I get a little blueberry scent off of it, but I get the sour smell, man.
I get the sour, yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
The sour is front and center.
I like sour as a rule.
Oh, I get that blueberry.
Oh, yeah. Damn.
You get that blueberry.
There's a lot going on there.
Okay, it does not taste as sour as it smells.
No, the blueberry's like way overdoing this.
Oh yeah,
the blueberry's in, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
For but, sure, it's doing some overtime there.
Is the sour the tartness from the lemon, then? Right? Is
that probably.
I think it's from my soul.
Yeah. Or is that just, I don't understand how sours are made. I thought they just wait until
beer goes
bad. Goes
bad.
Go.
Really?
Beer snobs will drink this.
That smells like black licorice.
What? No.
No.
Maybe it's their canning thing. Cause,
yeah, smell it.
I mean, they
here.
Can it.
No, I get the black. I get where he's saying black licorice.
I don't get
from the smell.
No, it just has a very sour smell.
I've sniffed a lot of black licorice in my days.
Which, by the way,
Larry was right by my side. We were
black
sniffing
licorice them. Is a poison, people. Do not eat black licorice daily.
I mean, to be
it
fair,
it will
so is
kill
alcohol.
You.
Yeah.
I don't drink that daily.
No, it'll kill you faster than alcohol. Hmm.
I gotta say again, I'm pleasantly surprised it's not as sour as it smells.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be more sour.
Really?
Yeah.
You really wanted
yeah.
it to pucker up type
yep.
thing?
Yep.
I don't.
I mean, if you're gonna say sour to me, I want warheads.
Pucker up, buttercup.
Because I thought I'd throw us off. We've done a lot of standard beers recently.
Yes, we have.
And it is, I thought, with summertime and a brewery that we like. So let's just see what, you know, like something. That's not standard from what we drink, and
you know, I kind of like almost like a it's almost like a blueberry lemonade.
Yeah,
I feel like
it doesn't seem as much as a beer.
No,
although it looks like a beer.
Yeah, it definitely is a beer, but it tastes more like a blueberry lemonade.
I feel like this beer has the problem that some power metal bands have when they have a very talented operatic singer and a very talented band, but somehow they don't seem to be on the same page. It's like they're almost singing two different songs.
Yeah.
Right? Doing two different songs. And I kind of feel like this beer is like that.
Extremities.
So, yeah. And it's like, it doesn't seem to, they don't complement each other.
You know what it almost tastes like, though? A Rattler.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I get that.
Think about it. Think of,
yeah.
Think of it more
beer
like a Rattler.
With a, yeah.
Beer with a grapefruit soda.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. But I totally get what you mean.
Yeah, this almost tastes like a Rattler with a little bit of blueberry flavor added.
I'm trying to remember if that's what.
Okay, a lot
the bartender
of
was
added.
The bartender was trying to explain that it was probably more like Rattler flavor.
It really is. It's much more like that. But again, it's got that blueberry is front and effing center.
Yeah, and it's overpowering there is sour there, but it's overpowering that. And maybe you find that acceptable because you didn't want to taste sour in the first place.
Thank you.
But
you wanted sour.
Yeah, like I ordered a sour, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say I did order.
You're right.
I wanted a sour.
If I was a true sour drinker, I might be disappointed in that because it's really not. It's only mildly sour.
So I'm like all the guys that wanted IPAs, like, I need it more bitter.
Sour.
Okay.
No, sour people are the
That's
same
true.
Way.
That's true. I'm that guy. And yes.
But sour people are that way. They want to pucker the fuck up when they're drinking a sour.
Well, it's what you ordered. You know, it's what you thought it was going to be.
Remember to turn to face the mic when you speak so Ryan can stop doing.
No, he's doing a great job there.
No, I didn't say he wasn't doing a great job.
He's our best boy.
Yeah. But that's their job?
Yeah, that's what our best boy does. All right.
Have you ever seen the credits?
All right.
I love being like in the theater and be like, oh, this was a John Killingham? Best boy movie?
Exactly. Wow. So, but I agree. Let's do something a little different because we haven't done something different in a long time. No, not to mention it. All right. Well, let's go around the table and see how it fares. Party cooler?
Yeah. Honestly, simply because, like, I'm thinking party, like, middle of summer, outside. This would be decent there. It's not something I'd usually go for. I can occasionally enjoy a sour. This isn't very sour, so I think it's fine. I mean, usually blueberry isn't the big thing I go for, but I'm like, fuck it.
All right. Ryan, how about you?
The only issue I have with these is the big cans. I think it'd be good, like, half of it.
Yeah.
And sitting in the cooler, like, in the ice, when you pull it out and you pour it, I think that would be really refreshing. Yeah.
Larry, party cooler?
No.
Okay.
No way. Yeah, maybe a 4-ounce can, you know?
Well, I mean, these are, 16, so if you split with a buddy,
can's actually just too big.
It can
be. Some beers are.
Yeah.
You shows up like this, but that's because that's how they're going to.
That's all they got.
You're supposed to share it with a friend. We told you that when you bought it.
Yeah. Okay, this is weird for me. It's a sour, but I'm going to agree with Tyler. Hot summer day. If I saw
if you walked outside right now, it'd be great.
Exactly. Thank you. If this was
ice cold. Yeah.
Ice cold and on a hot summer day, a summer
just
party. Yeah. Most
there
definitely.
In the ice.
Oh yeah.
You open the cooler, you're like,
in all honesty, it tastes more like blueberry lemonade to me than a sour. It's not very sour.
No.
And as you know,
there's a great way to describe it, how it kind of tastes like. So Rattlers are great in the summer also, like.
Yeah. On a hot, sweaty day, a Rattler goes down well. This, I think, would go down well on a hot summer day.
Yeah.
Why do I want to start breaking the Meatloaf songs?
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Also.
Oh, it's gone.
I bet you
said
that.
No, it's only four. It's a weak one.
I bet you said that to all the boys.
All right. Rob, party cooler.
You know what I wish? I wish this was in a bottle. It doesn't seem like a canned beer to me.
Well, that's because it's...
Well, it's a tap beer that they put in a can.
So you can take it home. Yeah. Or you could buy a growler of it.
A fucking bottle. It's not that hot.
They didn't have growlers available.
I guess I could have bought a growler.
Oh, I guess they did have a beer.
So are you saying it's Ryan's fault? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I guess it's
what
we're saying.
Well, it's goddamn Ryan's fault, apparently.
We wouldn't have to worry about can size at all.
I agree with the hot day. I think it would work good on a hot day. I don't know. Would I do something lighter, like a Bud Lime, maybe at the same time? I mean, instead?
I mean, this isn't high IBV. It's 4.8, so it's not.
No, yeah, this is a light one.
And it's a girly can, so you can hold it easier.
Well, the girly can won me over right there.
All right, so yes.
So my prissy little fucking, yeah. I've got freaking caveman hands. But anyway, you know what? I'm going to give it a conditional yes, yeah.
All right. Okay, pub?
I think I probably wouldn't, honestly. Yeah. It's all right, but just not usually my typical beer. And if I'm in the pub, I'm going to have more options. I'm going to go with something else.
All right. Ryan?
Standard pub, probably not, but the doors open on the hot summer day when you're kind of sitting out.
Nice qualifier on that.
You're at the Toad and the AC's out. Sure.
Yeah, no, this probably isn't gonna.
Nope. Yeah. Yeah, I'm at a pub now. This would be a summertime outdoor beer, hot fucking summer day, cold beer. Like I said, drinks more like a blueberry lemonade to me. So no,
at the Franklin Garden then.
Oh no, see now that okay now that's another
the Franklin
qualifier.
Garden by the way offers but, weekend but, entertainment. But what I call that local area.
By the way, Island Park as well now has. Yeah, beer
I know
milk.
That's not a pub. That's a beer garden. At a beer garden, yes, I would probably order this at a beer garden.
Let's keep pushing some Racine stuff.
Yeah.
Pub.
It's funny because I was gonna say what's the name of that place that's down by the lakefront.
Smoke on the water.
Yeah, smoke on the water. You know what?
Smoke on the water.
When you mentioned Toad Hall, I wouldn't drink this at Toad Hall. Mm. But I would definitely drink it at Smoke on the Water. This would definitely be kind of a sitting by the lake beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I suddenly have a much more positive view of this.
Would you drink it sitting by the dock of the bay?
Yes.
Watching the time roll away?
Roll away.
All right. So, all right, guys. Let's see how this one does. In 3, 2, 1.
Kind of liking that.
There's a lot of sideways, yeah.
There's a lot of sideways on this one.
Because I don't normally drink beers like this, and I don't have a good,
because I definitely wouldn't say it's bad. I wouldn't say that.
No, it's not bad.
I'm not convinced even on that, because that's why I even went down, not even sideways. It's because I'm not sure the execution is right. The balance between...
You're talking about the sour. Because we've had a couple of sours that were really punchy.
Yeah.
And those sours are actually really enjoyable. So, I mean, if you like sour, I'm not sure
the execution is right.
Oh, God, I just did your mech day thing.
Yeah.
If you like a sour, what you want is a sour.
Exactly.
Well, it all comes around, don't it?
Yeah. So, again, not my favorite thing.
It does drink easy,
but again. All right, enough. Judge Rob, let's pass verdict on, what is it, Ryan?
Gravity Box's Lemon Blueberrification Fruited Sour.
On the... On the charge of public verification, I find you guilty and sentence you to
drinking
public verification.
Verification,
which really sounds worrisome.
I would have gone with the attempt to steal Red Hot Chili Pepper bit. I find you guilty.
All right, hey, but tonight because we've got a backlog of beers.
Because we're version 15.
Yeah, well, we got a backlog.
We're show version 15 rather than show version 17 that separated these.
Right,
and since we already screwed the pooch at the beginning.
Yeah, hell yeah. That was version 9.
Those of you who are listening at the podcasting places won't get the horrible screw up that happened during the beginning.
No.
We can search again.
Told you, man. I'm getting serious.
All of a sudden, he cares.
Really. I don't know what the fuck this is about. All right.
All right. So today's topic is. So last week we talked about games that should have got a sequel, and now we're going to be talking about. There were some great games, and today's topic, games that probably shouldn't have got a sequel.
Oh yeah, there are no shortages.
Call of Duty. No, I'm just kidding.
I
love Call of Duty.
It was really hard to narrow this down because there are a lot of bad sequels. Oh my God.
Well,
even more than movies.
And it's like, shouldn't have got a sequel or
should have got a better
sequel.
I kind of feel the same way about both.
But that's kind of the way it goes. You know, it's. The game probably deserved a sequel, but how about making a sequel that's not actually not a piece of trash?
Ouch. Oh.
Well, if we're going to talk about, like, how we define this topic, it's perfect for me because I've been doing this lately where I'm having things where it's like, whoa!
You can sit on the edge. There's nothing wrong with sitting on the edge.
Because for me, technically this game is a sequel, but I honestly would argue it probably isn't. So my game is Overwatch 2.
Oh.
Whoa!
So.
Good start.
Honestly, like, they should just remove the 2 from the fucking name. I don't think it's enough to justify it as a sequel. It was an update. That's all it was. The fact that they can't cut out the PvE as well. Like, no, it's not a sequel.
You should have got an actual sequel.
There you go.
But I played a lot of Overwatch. My friends online right now are playing Overwatch for my gaming group. And ever since, too, I really have not played much anymore. I just feel like the game is, even with the state arena or stadium or whatever it is,
I bought the second one. I gotta say, I never played it more than a couple times. In the first, I played a lot of it. I really loved that game. I thought it was really well balanced.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Loved it.
And I really did, too, but, like, I feel what they've added so far, for at least for me, hasn't been enough. I really feel like it's not a sequel. It's just another game that is continuously worked on, new updates, things like that. It's not a sequel.
It's more like Call of Duty Mobile, isn't it? Kind of, sort of, like, the way that they just keep growing it.
Or, like, fucking any other game that's, like, an online game that they just, like, hey, we're releasing new content. And think of, like, Fortnite even. Like, hey, we're adding things, whatever.
Yeah. COD Mobile's been, like, a number one game for, like, a top-tier game for, like, what, now 8 years or something? 7, 8 years? And they just do it by adding new maps that we love from older Call of Duties. It works great, though. That's fine. Yeah. I agree. I agree. I didn't feel the same way about it. I'll say that for sure.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's I was looking through sequels and stuff that were disappointments, and I saw a lot of, like, some of the ones that are regarded as the worst, and then I was like, you know, Overwatch is the one. It just popped in my head. I'm like, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. That was one of those ones where it's like, well, that was a waste of money.
Yep.
Well, Tom seems super excited, so I think we should hear from Tom.
No, you
unfolded your paper.
I didn't even open my phone yet.
All right, well, I'll go next then. Okay, hey, so as you guys know, we are big Bomberman freaks in this group. Oh. Some of the earliest tournaments we ever did were Bomberman tournaments for the Guys Games and Beer show. Yeah, remember those?
No, but I know where you're going.
Yeah. Oh, you do know where I'm going. Good. So, the game is just a great game. Fun play, nice.
So no sequel was ever needed.
No, you could have done that. But no, they decided to make a sequel in 2006. Bomberman Act Zero.
Yep.
I know it's coming. So you all line up and, like, we're going to play this all weekend kind of thing.
I got it because it's like, oh, it's Bomberman, you know? How can you go wrong with Bomberman? So, Bomberman was a Hudson Soft game, so, and they did great work. They always did really good stuff.
You know how you all know.
You should.
Hudson.
Hudson Soft.
Everybody should know
Hudson Soft.
That's like,
TurboGrafx.
Yeah, we're Hudson Soft Games. So,
remember that system you didn't buy called TurboGrafx?
So,
if you kept it in your basement and you forgot it was there, you're rich.
So, for those of you who don't know what Bomberman is, Bomberman's basically a game where you're a bunch of little characters and you're trying to blow up blocks and blow up each other, and it's colorful and it's bright and it's cool. What's that?
We played it a lot.
Oh, heck yeah. Great game, multiplayer. Lots of fun. Everything about that game was money. I mean, it was just well done. And then they decided they would make some gritty, kind of dark version of it.
Just looking at pictures. Oh, God.
Did you buy it day one?
Yeah, I did. I did too, actually. So,
well, at least it didn't turn into an RPG.
It would have been better as an RPG. The game, they literally took everything that was good about the game and said, hey, you know, this colorful, fun to play with your friend game, blah blah blah. Let's strip all that shit out and make this and make this bleak piece of crap that was the online pay was
fucking abysmal, horrible.
Nobody wanted to play it.
Well, what had happened is that the developers had recently seen Sin City, and they were really inspired.
Yeah, let's rip all the freaking color out of the game. Bomberman is a really colorful game. That's half the fun. It's a very cartoonish. It's very colorish. They had this kind of weird, let's make the characters look like Master Chief thing going on. I don't know.
It was weird.
It was meant to look gritty and edgy, and it looked horrible and played even worse. I don't know what they were thinking.
Was there a game that did that successfully? Is that why they did that? Because I always wonder, Bomberman was beloved.
Oh,
you
God.
You can take those characters and run. Well, they've proven it now. They've proven it that they can just keep running the same game year after year, and people buy it.
Yeah,
I'll buy it.
They made a successful animated series.
Yes.
Thank you. Go look
for it. Spend hours on the internet looking for it.
Enjoy.
But
reference, by the way.
So they just everything about the game that was good, they managed to F up. The colorful schemes, the great gameplay against your friends. They managed to screw. It was laggy. The motion was horrible, even when you were
with that poll, playing. By the way.
It was just, you could not have gotten more wrong on this game. And I don't know what happened there. I really don't. I just cannot believe that you could make a game that was so beloved and so great into such a piece of absolute trash.
So they ripped the heart out.
They really did.
Of what it was.
They really did.
It was.
That's a good way to put it. They literally ripped the heart out of what Bomberman was.
It was an Xbox release, right?
Yeah.
I think they were just buying for the audience.
2006, so we're talking almost 20-year-old game now. And the game that came out originally, what? Late 90s,
I want to say, was the first time.
Yeah, it was so ass.
Yeah. So, it was just, wow. It was just everything wrong. And again, this just goes back down to know your audience. You know, and again, just because you can make a sequel.
Hi, Jacob. Sorry.
Doesn't mean you need to make a sequel. I mean, here was a game that was like you said, kind of pitch perfect already.
I mean, it feels like you're basically saying, fine, make a sequel, but, you know,
at least
put it out the same.
No, it doesn't have to be the exact same. Just don't make it freaking horrible.
Don't. You know, you're Metallica. Don't put out Load.
Thank you.
I feel like that's what you're describing.
But that,
it happened.
But that's
like, we want to fit with the games of the time. You're like, we're going to cut our hair.
And that's kind of what it was. They really just, I'm sure they were trying to.
Because I see there's like a third person element.
Yeah.
And a two, like the original, like overhead, but then a third. And then it talks about like the camera, like you need to use it or something like that. And that's not what the original game really was.
But. No, not in the least. And again, you just couldn't have gotten more wrong. I don't understand how anybody thought this was a good idea. So that's mine. I was so disappointed in that. And again, because we're big Bomberman fans, and we literally have run like a 10-player Bomberman when we go out to some of the cons we do.
We should do that again.
Yeah, we should. It's just such a great couch co-op, and you managed to kill that by making bad online play, which did not work at all. I mean, it was just unplayable online.
Did they ever make like another one for the 360?
Nope. That was it.
Do you remember like Bomberman 95?
Mm-hmm.
That was it was killed by its sheer size.
Yeah.
It literally could take a whole hard drive.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell they did it, but
I don't either.
The game actually was good. The game was good.
Oh, that's another good one though. Okay.
But holy crap. Yeah, that was a good pull.
BJ had a good one, which I'll bring up after we get through a little bit more. Thank you, BJ. That's also another good one that we'll bring up here. All right, let's go next. BJ.
Oh,
so I disagree
with that one.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll get to that.
Oh, we'll see if it's
Tyler and I.
Because I'm not looking at my phone. I'm not looking
There's
at my phone.
Drama.
Conversation.
Drama on G2B.
My worst game in the series has to do with having to wait so freaking long for it.
Oh.
And it's going to, after playing many, many years of beloved Duke Nukem 3D.
Oh, there it came.
Is that what BJ just talked about?
Go ahead, though. Roll it.
It was pretty much, the game was lovable. 3D, you know, Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah.
We had lots of fun multiplayer and the fact that you could do lots of online play for a while. But when you wait so long and you get a, we're going to release it, we're not going to release it. The game that I was hoping for that kind of followed the mold
mm-hmm.
was like,
you know, it had its issues, and that it was more of a disappointment than a, you know, there were a couple of fun things about it, but as they should have just let it die.
Which one?
Duke Nukem Forever. And that's probably what he just said, right?
Yeah.
So I'm not looking. It's more of because had they just let it go, we're not going to finish it. It might have been okay. Handed it to somebody else too to kind of finish it.
It needed more time to cook. I'll agree with that.
Yeah.
I also thought about that one for this topic, and I agree. Like personally, I think what they should have done, if someone was going to actually develop it, is let it die and just let it be part of the myth of gaming, the lore of gaming, and be that. Because that game was a disappointment.
And then start with a true, maybe like how Doom came back.
Yeah.
But initially,
the first one until people said, "You suck. You've just played too much damn Call of Duty." Yeah. And by the way, I pick on Call of Duty, but I love Call of Duty. Yeah, it's just not everything else.
This topic, when I did some research online, the Doom is like listed third.
Really?
Worst sequel.
Yeah, and they're wrong. And it's one of the best games of all time.
See,
and it's because they wanted it to be Call of Duty.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, we can't ADS. We can't do this. That game kicked ass from the beginning to the end. I finished, I don't know, a handful of games in the last 10 years, and that's one of them. Because it's damn well epic.
Because you're old.
No, it's just well done. But
you could kind of almost go like,
and I'm a real gamer.
Doom 3 was almost a little bit more disappointing than Doom. I enjoyed Doom 3, but at the same point,
it was totally different.
It was a different type of game.
Oh, okay,
too,
so Doom 3, I thought you, Doom Reboot in 2016, which got
that's the one that's listed like third.
Yeah, but it's wrong because like it's got great reviews for it, and
now
people got hate. Yeah. Well, they got hate because those people like never played Doom in their lives.
Yeah,
and
they
played Doom after playing Call of Duty.
Or they were three when
it's a boomer shooter.
Well, it's a boomer shooter.
All right,
they got mad.
But had they just let the game rest and come up with a new idea and kind of finish that,
it
probably would have done better for the Duke Nukem franchise.
We talked about this, and I don't hate Duke Nukem 3D. It's fine. Forever. It's got a lot of different gameplay styles in it.
And
it's just disjointed. It's very disjointed.
And that's exactly...
But I don't hate it. I mean, it feels like they tried. It just...
Yeah, but trying and then like releasing a $60 game or $40 or $50 at that point.
Whatever.
If they would have said, hey, here it is for like $10.
Right. And that's what BJ said, too. It feels disjointed. It feels like it's cobbled.
It's disjointed. It is disjointed. Yeah. There's no
question. That's pretty much what they made it sound like.
For that.
We're just going to finish it. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
I had fun. It's stupid fun.
Yeah.
It just isn't the premier game that Duke Nukem was back in the day.
Yeah.
Unlike Doom, which came back and dominated. It was a dominant sales force. And Doom came back with a vengeance.
I do have a runner-up once we're done, but it's kind of right. like... It's,
did
it's,
somebody
it's,
mention it's, Doom 3, by the way?
I'll wait till we're done.
All right.
It's not...
Did you mention Doom 3?
You got something?
Because it got bad reviews, too.
No, I have many thoughts.
All right. Well, give us your number one.
You know, but see, you're starting to tag on to a couple ideas that, one, all of Final Fantasy.
Wow. Bravo.
Way to drop the gauntlet there.
He did. Dang.
Yeah. Well, no, here's the problem. They should all have been named individual games. They're not sequels. It's not seven. Which character carries over to the next one?
Thank you.
Do they even exist in the same world?
Yeah. You know, it's like, well, you know what? What character?
They don't play the same either.
They don't play the same. It's just like, yeah, we made 10, 15 games that are all completely independent from each other.
But we're
going
to
call them Final Fantasy.
Just like Halloween 3.
That's how Halloween was meant to be, though.
Right.
Halloween was originally intended to be different stories based on Halloween.
Yeah, but that isn't what they did. So once they established it was the same character.
Yeah, then they fucked around with it.
Right,
but at least he had the balls to do it. You know?
Right.
I loved it. I think it aged well.
Kind of, Kind of along the line. Well, I mean, part of the reason, and this is where I actually loved a lot of the Final Fantasies until I got to, like, okay, just came off 8 or 7, and then I went into 8, and 8 was just, like, a butthurt from 7. It was just...
You're so... Wow, that's weird. Because didn't everybody love 8 except us, apparently, because 8 turned me off. I loved 7 so much.
I haven't played any of them since. It just was like, but I knew they did that because I played 1, 2, 3, you know, I played those.
But it was so different.
It was just so different and everything. And that kind of goes to what my sequel that really shouldn't have been a sequel, they should have just started a new line, is Dark Forces 2, right? Like, all the mechanics were different. All the ideas were different. They basically were starting the Jedi line,
right?
But they didn't call it that, you know. It's like, you know, and there is a musical tag to this idea of like using a name to try to sell a new idea that it should never have been done. Twisted Sister, Love Us for Suckers was a side project the band did together that absolutely they all knew it wasn't Twisted Sister music. But the record label insisted on calling it Twisted Sister, and it destroyed it.
Can we talk about this with Black Sabbath?
Wait.
And Tony Iommi's independent album? Yeah.
What?
Super Mario Bros. 2. Let's take something to slap the name on it.
Yeah, just slap the name on it.
It was a different game.
Doki Doki Anus.
No, different
music.
Right.
It wasn't a bad game, by the way.
It's very frustrating. So, like, I love Dark Forces, man. I played that one hard down. It was one of the first games I played hard down for like 8 hours, you know, and it was just like...
Oh, you bought that 8 megabytes for your computer to do it.
I did.
Load high, Larry, load high!
And I bought QEMM, so I guess... So I got to have a machine that could play it, right? Never. And I bought this graphics card for
just to play that game.
Yes. And then...
Wait, was that like a Mystique or something back then?
I think I got a diamond or something. Anyways, so then like Dark Forces 2 was coming out. Oh, shit. Yeah, all right. And I got that son of a bitch. And it was like, now I don't know what keys work. And now I got to learn all these powers. And that is...
Uh-huh. Is this a console game? What the hell is this thing?
Fucking hated it. I hated it.
That was a PC one, yeah.
I think I got maybe a couple levels in. And I was like, fuck this. I'm done.
There are games that'll do that to you.
And it was really hard for me to even go back to Star Wars games after that because
it sucked the Star Wars right out of you.
Kind of. I mean, like certain ones did a good job of maybe changing the mechanics a little, but not too much. like going from like Rebel Assault to like X-Wing to TIE Fighter.
Right.
Right. You know, but you were in a different thing.
Right.
So you had to understand
it. But
you were
still in the same universe, right?
You were still in the same universe. You were still in the same universe. And most things controlled about the same. Yeah, you didn't have shields because shields weren't important to the...
No, you were
Although you would think they would at least want to protect the equipment.
A little. They were cheap to produce. They were just cheap. They were from Timu, actually.
IKEA. Yeah. Start.
Darth Vader sitting there trying to assemble it.
There's a whole squadron of stormtroopers putting IKEA.
Wait, is it L2?
Together.
Is it screw L2 into?
Who did that in the Star Wars universe? Put our toys together.
But so, Dark Forces 2 was a sequel that I wish was never made.
All right. Rob, what do you got?
All right, I'm gonna throw out my first one. I definitely want to mention two because they're both of the same spirit. I did want to do that, but because the one made me think the other. All right, so we're gonna start with Homefront, which is another one Tyler and I think have discussed in pretty well depth, which was poorly reviewed.
Is that a Pioneer game where you like are trying to?
Dude,
like,
I wanted so North.
I have no idea what that game.
So the U.S. goes through a series of misadventures, much like we are now. And North Korea is actually able to take over the United States.
Oh.
Due to it's oddly close to what's happening now, actually. Extremist government. It wasn't COVID, but it was another like breakout that caused everything to slow down.
President ruined our economy.
And we didn't invest in technology. They did, and they were able to take us over because of it, which is crazy. And you are a revolutionary trying to fight these guys that are invading us. Yeah, it's basically the same idea as Red Dawn. But it was so gripping to me. I played it through completely. I absolutely loved the game. I wanted to bomb North Korea tomorrow.
Did you save America?
After playing it? I did. Well, no, actually. So it ends, actually. It ends where you take...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I think... Is it California that you're able to take back... So you're able to take back part of the states, right?
Yeah.
And it ends right there where you win that decisive battle and are able to take part of the U.S. back.
Really leading itself.
The game failed because, Lord forbid, you try anything original.
Oh. Sounds like Fortress
They were playing because it was story-driven, and guess what was popular by then?
Not story-driven?
Open world.
Oh.
So guess what happens with Homefront the Revolution? Number one, they utterly remove the storyline and turn it into... I try to remember how it was done.
Weird?
They changed how they were able to take us over, number one.
Isn't it weird in open world like games where like they'll still have a story and it'll tell you about some pressing need and you can get back to that in about 840 days?
Someday you'll have to take out the big bad.
No, they say like, if you don't get there, everyone will die. And you just like go to another town.
But Dark Overlord is about to kill the love of your life. I'm going mushroom hunting. Yeah, no. So Homefront the Revolution changes the storyline. It's still roughly the same, but they utterly changed the whole background. The entire buildup of the last game is removed for this.
So it's not a sequel, it's a reboot.
Kind of, sorta. And it just... I hear actually the game's good, but it was okay. It's mixed. But I think the... you know what's really funny? God, I hate when I...
President Camacho.
But what's really funny is that 10 years ago that scenario was so outrageous that people just said, this is ridiculous and silly. And now, here we are.
Yeah.
At the edge of collapse. But anyway, so Homefront the Revolution, not a continuation of the story. So why even call it Homefront? Why not just reboot and call it something else, which is exactly
Reborn.
What it was.
Homefront Reborn.
So... In the same vein, I'm pretty sure nobody else covered this because nobody liked it. Battlefield Bad Company. Battlefield Bad Company is an amazing first play. The single player is amazing. It's about some fairly freaking shady army folk who decide to go after treasure and steal it. It's an epic idea. It's fresh.
Ooh,
it's
like
original.
The movie Three Kings.
Yep. Yeah, yes, it's fresh, it's original, it's enjoyable, it's funny because the characters are such kind of jackasses. It's great, and of course people hated it because we say we want something new and original, but the reality is whenever you color outside the lines in gaming, people hate it, and that's exactly what happened to Battlefield Bad Company. So enter Bad Company 2.
Yeah, 100% true. I think the execution just has to be so...
I do think people get out of their comfort zone. They can. And this is again, the Doom rewrite of all their reviews. People want the exact same thing they've been playing with slight shade.
Modded Call of Duty.
When they're presented with a protagonist... who isn't necessarily dark, but just kind of funky. They get kind of confused about what this is. He's not a pure... The people of Bad Company aren't necessarily bad people. But they're definitely taking advantage of an opportunity because, hell, they're not being paid shit in the army. So they go and go and do it. I love that story. The end of it, I was so happy for them at the end of that one. It was so good.
So and then Battlefield, say,
Bad Company 2, let's just tear all the shit you loved out of the first one.
Some could say it's almost inspired by a Simpsons episode.
All right.
So anyway, people like Battlefield 2.
You're going to have to cut deep for that, but
Bad Company
the
2.
Fish.
Also, I just want to say that the first Bad Company had fucking awesome commercials for it that were absolutely hilarious.
I don't think I saw any of the commercials.
Look them up after this. They're really enjoyable.
That game was so good. And it's another one of those games that I finished because the storyline was just so enjoyable. I just loved it. It was morally ambiguous, which, okay, I can relate to that, you know?
The more point blank.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Moral ambiguity is something I can relate to, and it was very along that lines. But anyway, so there's two games, and they actually kind of fell along the same thing, where there was something very different, and people just didn't like them for that reason. And a lot of the mechanics, which it's really weird, because a lot of the mechanics that are in them that people complain about are used commonly in Call of Duty today. So, but everybody hates Call of Duty, right? But we all play it. That's pretty much it.
Pretty much. All right.
I love it. I hate it.
You had a runner-up.
It's a Call of Duty.
Yeah. So my runner-up is based on loving an arcade game and seeing arcade sequels that did very well that are not sequels, but they're made with the same idea, and it's Robotron.
Robotron was amazing.
Yeah. And you had Smash TV and Total Carnage that came out.
Carnage.
I realized that Robotron could not become those games. But for me, like, seeing Robotron 64 and Robotron X, like PlayStation and Nintendo 64, they could have, in my mind, seeing how well they did with those top-down, they didn't really have to make them 3D.
No.
If they could have done a cool...
really particularly egregious.
If they would have done a cool, like, I like the story of, like, you're this, you know, and the characters, the enemies. Yeah. But if they would have done it more of just kept it in that same midway vibe instead of going 3D. Yeah. I think that was my disappointment.
I didn't mind X. The N64 one I really did not like at all.
That one just
busted.
Played like
that was
ugh.
Just busted.
Yeah.
That was just
which
the
I
other
think
one
I think
had issues.
Nintendo had, you know, like some of those 3D games were just like, let's just push them out. I mean, you know, everyone was trying to do that's the 3D, the changing over from a 2D
to a 3D.
Yeah, trying to make them relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe they tried too.
So that was my runner-up.
That's a good runner-up.
I think you're right.
When you see it, in my mind, that those other Midway games did so great that if they would have just stayed in that same vein, they probably could have got a
very incredibly tight.
But it also created a whole genre of twin stick. And I think there were other ones before that, but that was the one that really...
That one caught. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
But I agree on Robotron that, like, that game was, the controls were, like, 99% of it, and that's kind of, I think, what they screwed up in the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Also true. And it is all about the controls in Robotron and in Total Carnage and in
Total Carnage.
They got those so right
love
in those
that
two games. That was a thing. Like,
Darlene and I used to play
the that's actually set in Smash TV. I'm not sure if it's even set in Total Carnage.
Oh, really?
Because the announcer says it in Smash TV.
That's
Total
right.
Total Carnage.
Yep.
Wow.
It's a spiritual.
That's right. That's probably where they're like, hey, we'll just make a game with more destruction.
And both said
more mayhem.
Total Carnage.
Yeah.
What if it was the same recording?
Could have been. All right. So, hey, guys. So, that's our picks for tonight. I think, we got some good deep dives on that tonight. So
I got nothing.
You
no, yours is
your Final Fantasy was a mic fucking dropper.
Yeah, that was a mic dropper. You weren't wrong.
No, you weren't wrong at all.
Wrong.
All right, hey Rob, what do we got coming up?
What do we got coming up? Well, let me tell you. You know what? Why do you? When I can't go to a convention,
right,
why do you?
So
why do you
what we
it
have
out?
Coming up is Convergence. So the Guys Games Beer Crew is going to be at Convergence 2025 in Minneapolis, Minnesota, over the weekend of the 4th of July.
It's not me, damn it!
Not all of the Guys Games Beer.
Not here.
Some of the guys.
Yeah, I was there this weekend. Not that we didn't want to go. Just like doing some prep work.
And, yeah, it's weird for us to do.
It just runs on a bad weekend.
It's a holiday weekend, but
it is a holiday really weekend. But because it's a holiday weekend, you have to take slightly less days off.
I have to take no days off, dude. I have the week of a gift of time the week before, so it literally falls in. So we will be up at Convergence 2025 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're going to be running a game, full game room there, and damn, we got some surprises for that. So check that out.
I'm angry because I can't go.
And we're running a party room. So for those of you who we have started doing party rooms, which is evidently a Minneapolis thing. So
what the heck?
Stop! I love party rooms. They literally Minneapolis knows how to party. So literally, their cons,
that is true.
They're kind of their thing.
Their cons have drinking rooms for.
Wait, isn't our room kind of a party room most of the time?
It is, yeah,
but now we can split them.
Now we can
where we gotta be like room.
Yeah, we have to be less discreet.
You know, and the party room we can be like, yeah,
or shirtless.
Yes,
and you know what? Sometimes.
You missed shirtless Saturday.
No, he didn't. I sent the pictures.
I know. Hey, you know, I was shirtless at at Sneaky Pete's.
And you didn't send the pictures.
Yes.
All right. So
can we start calling it topless?
So definitely stop by and check us out at Convergence. We'll be there. We got lots of other stuff on the agenda, but that's our next one, and that's just a little over a week away.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. What?
Literally, we start Thursday morning there, dude.
13 days or something like that.
Yeah. So we are.
No, it's like really, no. It's really close.
No, like damn. 8 days. Like
I'm unprepared.
Like 8 days away, dude. So so check us out at that. Rob, what else we got coming up?
What do we have coming up? Like nothing. I feel like
that's good for that. But I do want to mention that it is official that this crew is going to host an event in Racine, Wisconsin.
All right.
Yes. We're going to do it. We're going to do this. We're going to do this over Black Friday weekend. Right here in Racine.
Go on. Tell me more, Larry.
I was hoping
I'm trying to do an infomercial.
No, it's real. It's going to happen.
There's
going to be vendors. There's going to be games. There's going to be musical talent.
But can we talk about the name?
Talk about the name, Larry.
I'm drunk.
Games giving people.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. You are so right.
So go to
because we're all turkeys.
Right. Go to www.gamesgivingexpo.com. Check us out.
Giving Expo. So the idea is that it's close to the holidays, so we wanted to find a pocket where there wasn't quite a lot of things going on. We thought, oh, Black Friday, nothing's going on there. And
not anymore.
Right. Oh. But we thought, hey, a lot of people are going to be looking for games for their relatives, right?
Yep. Yep.
And they may not know a lot about games. And so the thought was to come visit the vendors, visit us, and we can talk about what's hot in gaming, what's kind of cool, what's kind of a fun thing to do. And there'll be some opportunities there because there's vendors to just purchase those. Now that part, it's just free. Everybody can just come. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. But we're going to have a big setup.
Yes, we are.
And we are going to have a big setup.
Setup.
And so that'll be a separate ticketed event if you want to get
it. Yeah, but it's only,
$10 a day. $10 a day.
Ladies and gentlemen, how much would you pay for this? Would you pay $2,000?
$87.
$87? No. $50? No. Guess what? If you act this year and just walk up to the door pretty much.
Yeah.
$10.
Yeah. But there will be VIP tickets available, so definitely check out the website, www.gamesgivingexpo.com. You can
We'll link from our website. What the hell? Why aren't we linked from the website yet?
Well, because it wasn't official. Larry just made it all official.
Yeah, well.
I wasn't sure.
It's a website.
It's a website. Anybody can go there right now.
Yeah, literally can go there.
It will be November 28th and 29th, 2025.
And so, we'll
So the second
that's
half
be a full crew thing.
It's not just Black Friday, but it's also small.
We just gotta stop pussyfooting around. All right, we're doing it.
We're doing it.
We're not coy. Yeah. We're not your first date. No, this is five dates in, and we're fucking psycho chicks.
Oh yeah, you know what? And there'll be musical acts.
Yeah,
there will be.
Yeah, Brian, our friend Brian.
Yeah, you want to hear some amazing video game music? Koenig Music will be there.
How did that happen? How did it happen? Well, I heard it was so hard to make that happen, and all of a sudden, boom,
it happened. Yeah, sure. There's going to be lots going on. Keep an eye on the website for more announcements.
Also, we're going to be recording the Turkeys episode live, which we do every year.
I know.
But this time, we're going to be doing it actually at the convention.
Live on stage at the convention. We'll be recording a live episode of Guys, Games, and Beer, doing our Turkeys special. So that'll be cool as heck. There's going to be lots going on, lots of vendors. If you need something for your gamer girl or your gamer guy, this will be the place to pick it up.
Or your gamer dog. What the hell? Go ahead.
You know, if your dog games, pick him up a game. Mm-hmm. But all sorts of cool stuff going on. Lots of announcements to come. More stuff being lined up as we speak.
You'll hear about this every week at Guys, Games, and
You probably will because we just are excited.
So this is something Rob has talked about forever, is we should do something. Well, Rob, guess what?
He's dreamed about this since he
Guess
lived.
What, Rob? Guess
we're
what?
Doing something.
We're not doing something, Rob.
Oh, damn time. This is like 10 years of work to get this going.
Rob has literally talked about this forever.
About damn time. But I think it is going to be excellent. We are focused. We want to bring the best freaking show we can possibly bring. We're super excited, and I think it's going to show in the actual con.
Oh, yeah, we got this unlocked. All right, Rob, take us out of this match.
All right, I want to thank you very much for watching Guys, Games, and Beer. Guys, Games, and Beer is brought to you by Lionheart Racing. Lionheart Racing, all the joys of racing without the rubber hot...
I'm pointing the symbol up in the corner.
Dog. Oh.
See, right up there.
It's in front of you.
Just click on that.
Yeah.
Just click on that.
But they're all pointing at.
I don't know what they're pointing at.
Anyway, you're not going to go anywhere.
That doesn't
translate. You're not going to go anywhere.
Apple, whatever, iTunes,
or anything else. But anyway, but you can go to www.guysgamesandbeer.net. And guess what? Visually speaking, there's a red, white, and blue 77 you can click on to check out Lionheart Racing. Real announcers. There's actually professional racers who race in this league.
I know.
So you've got some actual competition there, but with the joy of extra risk, which generally you only get in, bar league baseball games.
Is there like a guy that's just behind him, and if they crash, they punch him in the shoulder?
Sometimes.
You felt that, didn't you?
There's complaints.
All right.
All right. Anyway, you can also check us out at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Don't forget, we are on all the podcasting places at this point. I mean, pretty much anywhere you go, you run into Guys, Games, and Beer, which is, if you're watching this on YouTube, a much better recording of this. But also, if you want to see what we